Tonight on Coyote Live, in light of the recent sexual assault investigation, we are joined by USD Dean of Students Kim Grieve to discuss how students should deal with reporting sexual misconduct. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
Okay, so if a student were to want to report a sexual assault, like what would the procedure look like for doing that?
Sure. Well, actually, all of the employees on campus are mandatory reporters, so they would be able to report to anyone, and that person would make sure that the Title IX coordinator got the information. But if a student wants to report directly to the Title IX coordinator, they can go to her office and report directly to her. She's in Slagle Hall.
Okay, and what if students wanted to maybe not report and just kind of wanted to keep it under wraps? Do you guys have any sort of like counseling sessions for that?
Yeah, so the only people that are not mandatory reporters are the counseling center. So students can go there, make an appointment with them, and talk with them, and all of the information that they share will be confidential.
All right, and then I know during freshman year, freshmen have like orientation, they talk about sexual assault, and then I also know that Greek life, athletes, and residential hall employees have to do mandatory like surveys and all that kind of stuff. And like, do you think like students take sexual assault training seriously, and is it like effective?
Yeah, we offer face-to-face sexual assault training prevention, like you said, at the beginning of the year for all freshmen. And then we have the online training, which is 2.5 hours, and that is for all students to take each year. There's actually 3 different modules, one module for new students, one module for continuing students, and then one module for graduate students. We continue to get feedback from students and change the programming. Starting next year, we'll also have a grant program that'll allow for more training and education opportunities, as well as for students to become more involved in the training too.
And do you think students are taking the training very seriously? Do you think that the situation that's going on around campus is gonna basically open up students' eyes about what's going on around campus?
Yeah, I think when there's an incident, everybody stops and takes pause for sure. And absolutely, we will continue with all the training.
All right, thank you very much. And those are my questions. Thank you, Kim Grieve, for coming. And this is Coyote Live on Coyote Radio, KAOR FM.